Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I was going to underline that, for he has said. Ain't that all we need? That speaks volumes. For he has said. If God said it, that settles it. Remember the bumper stickers? Some of you have heard this before. God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Well, it was a neat bumper sticker. The only problem is it ain't true. If God said it, it settles it, whether you believe it or not. Okay? God said it. He has said, hey, that's good enough for me. God's word is never true. What did he say? He said this, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He'll take care of you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Let me give you something practical here, okay? As a pastor, I deal with a lot of people, even a lot of people who are outside our church, okay? I'm going to tell somebody. They weren't here. They're gone. Hopefully they're gone, but you know what I mean. They came for prayer meeting Wednesday night. A gentleman and his wife, they've been here a few times over the past few years, and they leave and come back, leave and come back. Long story short, we gave them the benevolence offering because he needed food, a hotel room, and a bus ticket to Atlanta, Georgia. And I was happy to get him a bus ticket to Atlanta, Georgia. Him and his wife. I hope you understand where I'm coming from. I don't mean it in a vindictive way. But we've seen him back and forth. They keep coming back, you know. Had a pretty good benevolence offering. And it was enough to get him not just a hotel room, not just a good meal, but him and his wife a bus ticket to Atlanta, Georgia. May I add a one-way bus ticket to Atlanta, Georgia? Long story short, Eric, my son, didn't know we had given him this offering. So the couple had Eric take them to the motel. And on the way to the motel, they went through Wendy's, and they asked Eric if he would buy their supper after we just gave them a good offering, okay? And Eric didn't know this was going on. Did you hear about this, Eric? Anyway, Eric bought them their meal. And then he took them to the hotel they were going to stay at. And they said, we don't have room for money for a hotel. So Eric called me about this Saturday. Okay, he told me about this. Saturday. Anyway, so he paid for their hotel room. And I told Eric, after Eric had heard we gave them the benevolence offering, and I told him, well, we gave him a ticket to Atlanta. And he said, well, if they come back, he said, I'm going to be happy to see them when they come back. I said, you just leave them alone. But anyway, when we deal with folk about, we have to be careful. We can't be judgmental and all. I say all that to say this. We do have to be careful, be good stewards of the Lord's money. But there are people out there in real need that are really in need. So we can't shut up our bowels of compassion from them. And I have a soft heart, and I know this is going out on radio and the internet. Now I'm going to have people all this week coming in. Well, that preacher Lanier, he's a softy, you know, and that kind of thing. But again, the book of John tells, how can we as a brother, you see your brother in need? And, talk about opening up your heart and bowels of compassion to them if you see your brother in need. How does the love of God not dwell in them if you see your brother have need and you don't help them? Are you following the thought? Anyway, so there's some things here. But he said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Even if you're penniless, God is still there. Ask Lazarus and then the rich man. Story there. What a story. But anyway, let me move on. Verse number 6. Again, the thought is still there about being content. Because he says, so, in order that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. This is a quote from Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. We cannot count on material things. They come and go. But we can always depend upon God and his promise. Back up in verse number 5. I'm not a Greek scholar, not even a Hebrew. But this is interesting. Verse number 5, when it talks about, I'll never leave you nor forsake thee. I'm told, and I read, that in the Greek language that there are 5 negatives in this one verse in this phrase, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. 5 negatives. It says in the Greek, I will not leave thee. I will never, no, never forsake thee. It's much more powerful than how our English Bible would read. Matter of fact, Charles Haddon Spurgeon preached a sermon from this text, Hebrews 13:5, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, on a Sunday morning, October 26, 1862. And I read that sermon 2 days ago. And the sermon was titled, Never, 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 Never. Hope you get that. That was the sermon title. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Five negatives. Never, and each one of them, I'm told, gets stronger and stronger and stronger. If you don't get it the first time or the second time, I will never, 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 never. That's the emphasis. I'll never leave you nor forsake thee. By the way, forever is a long time, is it not? Forever is time out of mind. Now, I don't know if this is so or not, but again, this is my outline, my notes. But here's what I wrote when I read that. Never, 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 never. Forever is a long time. And I would say never is even longer. I have to drown that for a little bit. Forever is time out of mind. Is it never the same thing? Never, forever, never. It may even be even longer. Then we get to verse number 6 and we'll close again. So that we may boldly say, so, because of what was just stated, that's what that word so means, because of what we just stated about being content, he'll never leave us, nor will he ever forsake us. The promise of God, we may boldly say, the word boldly means of good courage and of good cheer. Not just, ain't this arrogant type, well, we can bold, and with our chest puffed out. No, the thought is with of good courage and of good cheer. Ain't it good to know that God is always there so that we may boldly say we have no fear. We're of good courage. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? This is a quotation from Psalm 118, verse 6. If God be for us, then who can be against us? And all God's people said, amen and amen. And this final statement. Real contentment comes only when we trust in God to meet our needs. It's no longer me, but it's him. It's that trust. It's that faith to know he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole. You believe that? He's got you and me, brother, in his hand. He got the little bitty baby, even Kira. I'm having a hard time with these names. If it's named it Sue or Betty or Mary, you know, they're not in here yet. They'll be coming in here in a minute. He's probably watching this. But Kira, he's got little bitty Kira in his hands. He's got you and me. Ain't it good to know that he's got it? So be content with what you have. Trust in God to meet our needs and to be our security. And remember the song from yesteryear, that song that lady would sing? His eyes on the sparrow. Who'd sung that? Mahalia Jackson, and he knows he watches me. Well, his eye is on the sparrow, and you too, your old buzzard. Our Father, we love you. You're good to us. May we be content. The Bible says with food and clothing, let us be the world content. Let's just, Lord, be happy what you do for us, and Lord, what you give. May we not be covetous of what others have, Lord, desire. Things of the world, but be completely satisfied because you take care of us and the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. Lord, bless the morning worship. Lord, may you be pleased with all that we say and do, and our worship is acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our redeemer, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's get ready for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Saturday, February 17th at 6 p.m. to hear the Inspirations live in concert. That's this Saturday at 6 p.m., February 17th, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. We hope that you'll come and enjoy the Inspirations. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.